Welcome to Conversations in the Comments. If you've ever wondered what your favorite creator thinks about your comments, well, you've come to the right episodes because today we are going to go into the comments section and we are going to have some lovely conversations that we cannot have otherwise. Because, I mean, what do? We write one or two sentences. We might write an emoji. But what do people really think about this channel? What do they think about the videos that we make? Well, we are going to look at some of your feedback and what you feel is a good video and what's not a good video and what's good advice and what's not good advice. So let's dive in. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, like I said, we are going straight to the comment section. So with no delay, let's go there. All right, brothers and sisters. So the first comment comes from Maisie84. She's actually a new watcher to our video. So welcome to our community. But I did want to highlight her comment because it was one of the most recent ones. And I thought it was a really good point that I didn't really bring up in all my videos. So I want to say this here. She says that makes sense why the raid was so heavy handed now and asked about cameras in the house. I am convinced there's more to this, which will come to light. And I'm here for it. This isn't about a squirrel. Never was. And I think the same thing. Well, very similar things. If he is shooting OnlyFans in his house, he's going to have cameras around. If he has children or neighborhood children come around, then when they raid the house, they are going to want to know where cameras are because people are sick and it's his house. He could put cameras anywhere he wants to, but he needs to find out if he has like maybe cameras in the bathroom, in the showers, or wherever it may be, because that's going to be information they may need about him if he's going to be a risk to the community. Now, that just goes with the territory. If I'm a writer and I have a pencil, you can only assume I have either a piece of paper or a computer that I do my writing or that I even own a pen. It's not that you're accusing me of having a pen or accusing me of having a computer, but you're saying in this industry, these are the things that go on. These are the things we need to look for because they could be a potential danger. It has nothing to do with you personally. It's just policies and procedures that they're following. Now, as far as the squirrel is concerned, I've heard there's some other issues as far as the licensing and who can have an exotic animal and who can have a sanctuary. There's rules and laws that you have to follow, and they're not playing just because you're popular on social media. So let's just say that, you know, it doesn't matter how many followers that you have. The police are going to come in. The government's going to come in if laws are being broken, or they're going to investigate if laws are being broken. That's just what it is. Let's keep going to the next one. A5776 says, wow, glad I found your channel. Excellent points of view. Thanks. Very simple, to the point. I really appreciate it. I responded, peace and blessings. We have hundreds of videos. I recommend browsing around and find something you enjoy. And I also do custom videos with no charge. So if you can't find it, we will make it for you. And that goes out to anybody who's watching or listening to our podcast. If you have a recommendation or something that you want us to cover, send us a message or you could put it right there in the comment section and we'll see if we can get that up for you. Now let's go to the next one. This is actually Vishal 0812. I hope I'm saying that right. If it's Vishal or if it's Vishal, hopefully I am. You can correct me. But I love this comment. I actually read it about four or five different times because I learned a lot from it. So I want to thank him for this, but it reads this. One of the most beneficial values that has a compounding effect on wealth is delayed gratification in your younger years. Foregoing buying that car or renting a luxury condo with access to a fancy gym that you won't use, etc. The discipline it takes to say, I'll drive my parents' old Camry for a few more years. I'll live with roommates or with parents for a few more years. I will save more, invest more, and spend less now. So in 10 years, when I am in my mid-30s, I am in a position to sleep well at night and support my own family. That, along with investing early, will allow you the option to take a week or two unpaid for a nice vacation without stressing. Better financial health leads to better mental health too. And I couldn't agree more. This was a mind-blowing comment for me, even as an advisor for all these years, because I typically talk about compound growth and investing, but he applied a financial concept and he applied it to delayed gratification, which is a psychological one. And I was like, wow, this dude's smart. It's like to put those two together was amazing because there is a compound growth to delayed gratification. For example, if you save $100, you delay purchase of something for $100, let's say you get 10% interest, right? Hypothetically, at the end of the year, you're going to have $110. You're going to have 10 more dollars than what you have because you delayed gratification. Now, if you wait another year, obviously you're going to get 10% of that, which is another about $11. So you're going to have $121. Based on that delayed gratification, you have 21 extra dollars than you did because you delayed the gratification. That happens with $100 in money. That can also happen with your lifestyle and the vacations that you take. By just delaying a little bit longer, you can have bigger and better, if that makes any sense. So you don't have to take the big luxury vacation in January. Maybe if you wait till November, save up for it, you can have the massage, you can take the best flights, you can fly first class, you can even, you know, be in one of those waiting areas they have around the airport. But it's delayed gratification. We had sacrificed some of the things today so we can have a better tomorrow. I know a lot of y'all saying, YOLO, YOLO, you only live once. That's very true. But it's better to have money and not need it than to need money and to what? Not have it. So thank you so much for this comment. I thought it was very powerful, and anybody needs to just take some time to listen to it, maybe reread it, rewind this part, but that was a very good comment. Let's keep going here. Now, I do want to highlight one of my favorite subscribers personally, Ferdinand208. This is actually one of the people, it's about one of three or four people that actually inspired me to actually have conversations in the comments. These individuals were making such great points. I felt like I couldn't respond in a paragraph or two, or the comment that they made deserved a lot more attention than just a, hey, thank you for the comment. So he says, if you have an emergency fund of 6 to 12 months, once again, this is conditional. If you have emergency fund of 6 to 12 months, you can use your credit card. No problem. Otherwise, keep debit cards until you have 6 to 12 months, and keep returning to debit cards when your fund dips below the 6 to 12 months. Mind blown. For years and years and years, I've discussed emergency funds to all extent, right? So we talk about how many streams of income that you have, how many dependents that you have, what are your short-term, what your long-term goals are, to determine if you have 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, if you're a business owner or not, sole proprietor, LLC, all those kind of fun things, to determine your amount for your emergency fund, because these are just benchmarks, right? 6 to 12 months is just a benchmark that you start with. But he said, you need to have that first before you start talking about credit cards. And I'm like, well, if you have credit history, which is a huge part of your credit score, you need to have a credit card early. So he's not saying don't have a credit card. He's just saying don't use it, because you can still build up that kind of like time factor of your credit score. And he's saying, okay, no credit card, use your debit. And then when you do have your 12 months, use your credit card, but still pay it off. You're still going to pay it off. And then if you do have a major emergency that extends too far, refill your emergency, use your credit card, then use your emergency fund to pay it off, and then replenish your 6 to 12 months before you resume using your credit card. I love this idea. I am going to use this. I want to give you credit, but I am going to tell people from now on that yes, you can have the credit card, but try to use your debit card. Now, I love this comment. Thank you so much for being a subscriber. I really appreciate who you are and what you are and what you bring to this platform. Speaking of some of my favorite subscribers, we have Rich Me Gala 2539. They always have great information. So if you ever come across this commenter in my comment section, make sure that you stop and read. They commented on a video, rich millennials complain that six figures is not enough money to live. And this is what they said. When you talk about trade-offs, you're really talking about choosing your sacrifices. Life is a series of sacrifices. To choose one thing is to give up another, because for us, time and energy is finite. He's describing a concept we call opportunity cost, but let's go. Unlike the animals driven by instincts, human beings are blessed, or burdened, depending on your attitude, with the ability to choose what we sacrifice. This is no small power. It's the means by which we shape our future. We can trade fleeting pleasures for lasting growth. We can forego comfort today to build strength for tomorrow. Every decision we make blazes a new trail we can travel. Every sacrifice we make determines what we become. Too often, people view sacrifices as a loss when it's about investing toward a future good. The man who trades his evenings of video games for hours in the gym isn't losing leisure time. He's pursuing discipline, health, and strength over excitement and an adrenaline rush. The essence of human existence is choosing your sacrifices carefully and not about trying to not have to make any. Choose to sacrifice for something worth having. Otherwise, the thing worth having will end up being sacrificed for regret. So poetic, so profound. There is so much wisdom and experience in this. I didn't want to take away from it. If you look at it, I liked it. I didn't respond to it. I was like, there is no way I am touching this for any rhyme or reason. I'm not taking any attention away from it. I'm not going to try to add to it. I'm not going to do anything to it. I am going to leave it there for everybody to understand, because the concept of delayed gratification and opportunity cost is summarized in these two small paragraphs. And I'm not saying small because of the content. I'm saying small because of the length. It took us maybe 60 seconds, 120 seconds to read this beautiful piece on finances and how to approach your finances. This is why I say I love conversations in the comments, because people miss this. You may watch all of our videos, never come across this, and this is a gem. So go into our comments, make sure that you're actually reading some of these people and letting them know that you hear them. Like, people like this need to be heard. Okay, so let's keep going. Pavel M4484. This is actually one of my good subscribers. I love everything that he does. He's going to be somebody who's going to be pretty consistent on conversations in the comments, because he's always dropping gems in the comments. He actually says, I use this saying as well. I sometimes caveat it with, we can save and buy anything, but it might not be today. This gives us the ability and time to save for what we want. It might just require a little deferred gratification. Once again, these are some great words of wisdom. He's a very smart guy. I actually got the opportunity to talk to him for a little bit, and I was just highly impressed about how articulate he was and how he really approached his finances. And he is living proof that if you use these principles and you really implement them with all of your heart, mind, and soul, you can get anything that you want in this life. It just takes the discipline to do it. So brothers and sisters, thank you so much for all the comments here. I do want to have another honorable mention, baddie girl Rachel. She's one of our new subscribers. She's actually really engaging here. She may be on another episode. This episode's getting a little bit long, but she's going to be there. If you want to be featured with conversations in the comments, make sure that you write your comment. I did a video on what they call the community spotlight. So I get to see who's engaging, and I'm talking about real comments here. I'm not talking about just an emoji. I'm not just saying, amen, that's right. And you know, the prayer hands, anything else like that. I am talking about people who are really giving something to the platform, really engaging with the video and giving some gems to help other people do better. Almost like Faith Wilkins. I can't go. I'm sorry, Faith. Faith Wilkins, 1482. They say, I have managed a nonprofit for over 30 years, and I just want to say bravo to you, sir. Longo is a clever grifter. Now, why is this important? Why am I bringing this up? Because in this video, it was tough. You know, it's a very sensitive topic. A squirrel was euthanized. You know, somebody got barged into their house. You know, everybody is emotionally stimulated, and it's just so divisive, right? So much negativity. And I saw it in my comment section, and I was like, did I do the right thing? Because I wasn't talking about him as a person. I was like, let's just follow the money and we could draw our conclusion from there. We don't have to know about who he is, what he does, and all this other stuff. Let's just follow the money. Now, unfortunately, OnlyFans does follow the money, because that's how some of the money got in. So we mentioned it, not because we just tried to tear down his character, and he's the one that brought it up. But anyway, I digress. So we follow the money, and I know about the tax portions of nonprofits. I know about the financials. I know how to find tax exempt organizations. I know how to go to the IRS government website. I know all that kind of fun stuff. But as far as managing the nonprofits or being in that sector, I'm in the financial sector. I don't really deal with nonprofits. So to have somebody with 30 years of experience come and say, you know, bravo, that made me feel good. And not only that, they said, sir, I suspect you're getting trolled hard because you're right on the money. The nonprofit business sector is so corrupt and rife with fraud. Take heart. You are doing God's work. How can you not be happy with that? That was beautiful. Well, brothers and sisters, once again, I want to thank you for joining me for conversations in the comments. We're going to have a lot more where people describe what they feel about the channel and you. And I also want to say this too. If you are engaging and commenting with all these gems, this is great. This helps me. This is my platform. You know, when you engage, it helps the algorithm, all that kind of fun stuff. But I want to encourage you to do one thing. I want you to build your platform. It doesn't necessarily have to be on YouTube. It could be on another platform if you feel. It could just be in your normal life. But I want you to bless this with other people as well, because people need to hear. We need more people like you, more like these in the conversations, in the comments, because this is how we are going to be successful. There is the letter of the law, then there's the spirit of the law. The letter of the law of finances is about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, fees, things of that nature. But the spirit is what we are saying in the comments. These people have spirit. It's not about just the money, but it's about the money management. It's not about just the aspect of cash, but it's the mentality that we use when we are using our cash that's going to make us successful or going to make us fail. Okay? Make sure that you share this video. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.